Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. This is just kind of a little preliminary week. We're going to be going into the book of Daniel in a series for you. I've just finished eschatology school where we did 6 hours a day for 4 days, 24 hours. And we're figuring out a way to make that available online. But right now we don't have it. But since this is a book that perks everybody's interest because of Daniel's 70th week, which is a prophecy concerning the tribulation period. But as you watch Bible prophecy and watch things happening, the book of Daniel, Jesus called him Daniel the prophet. So we're going to look into it. But right now, we're making a point that the subject of the book of Daniel, like all Bible prophecy, every one of the prophets, every one of them, is concerned with the scattering of the Jews, the ingathering of the Jews, and the setting up of the earthly kingdom. And then when they ask Jesus in the New Testament, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, what is the sign of your coming? The word is parousia, and it means coming as a king to set up your earthly kingdom. So he told them to watch the fig tree, that's Israel, watch all the other trees, those are the nations of prophecy. You cannot really find, it's not there, it's hidden. The church is not a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. The church is a revelation. You wouldn't know about it just reading the Old Testament. You wouldn't know about it reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Bible tells us if the devil had known about it, he never would have crucified Jesus. He never would have let that blood shed. So God kept it a secret for our redemption and for the sins of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's called the hidden mystery. We're not going to read those scriptures today, but we will refer them to you. You can see that the church is a hidden mystery in 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 8, in Colossians 1, 26 and 27, and you can see it in Ephesians as well and other places. So just run your references on that word mystery, and you'll find out that it was hidden. The church, I was driving, as I said yesterday, to a meeting in Osage Beach, Missouri, listening to Brother Hagin's tape series, Kenneth E. Hagin, listening to his tape series, Hindrances to Healing. And on there he said, if you only read the Gospels, the Old Testament and the Gospels, you would not know why Jesus came. You think you would because you have read the letters, but it was only in the revelation, in the letters, that we know who the church is and why Jesus came. And that revelation of the church did not come to any of those apostles of the Lamb who walked with him. It came through a man named Paul. And Paul tells us how long it was that that revelation came to him. Now you remember that he was Saul of Tarsus and that he was on his way. He breathed out slaughterings against the church. In places, I've just finished reading the book of Acts, and he said that he agreed to the killing of the Christians. And so he was on his way to haul men and women into prison to kill them in Damascus when at noonday, a light brighter than the noonday sun blinded him. They all fell to the ground. Paul heard a voice, Shaul, Shaul, speaking in the Hebrew tongue, why do you persecute me? See, when he was persecuting the Christians, he was persecuting the body of Christ. So he was told then to go over to Damascus, where he would meet a man named Ananias. Ananias would come and lay hands on him, and he would receive his sight. Something more than that happened. Ananias laid hands on him, and he received his sight and the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul is the one that God chose to give the revelation of the church, and it wasn't revealed until he received it. And in the book of Galatians, he explains to us that he was for sure 17 years in receiving that revelation of the church, and probably more. So we're going to see that in the book of Galatians right now, if you have your Bible with you. It is that revelation, but we're looking in the book of Galatians. That's Galatians. It's one of Paul's letters to the church. Chapter 1, verse 11. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ gave him that revelation. And he tells them here in Galatians that he was on his way. He tells them about how he was born again and on the road to Damascus. And now we read chapter 1, verse 15. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the nations, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. When he was born again and Jesus was revealed in him, he did not confer with flesh and blood. Verse 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. That was considered the headquarters of the church. There's where James, the brother of Jesus, was. But there's where Peter's headquarters, all of them were there. He didn't go up to them. What did he do? Let's read in verse 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia. That's the Arabian Peninsula. And returned again unto Damascus. We don't know how long he was in Arabia. We do know that he was there for some time. It takes a long time to walk to Saudi Arabia or the Arabian Peninsula, wherever he went. We don't know where he went in it. Might have gone down to Yemen as far as that. I don't know where he went. But he went into Arabia and he stayed a while and then he returned to Damascus. That period is a question mark. We don't know how long. But then after 3 years, he was in Damascus 3 years. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Then, after 14 years, 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Then after 14 years, he went up to Jerusalem and talked to them and gave them the gospel that he preached, that the Gentiles too were in the body of Christ. That was the mystery. That was the good news, the gospel that he preached. And all of the revelation that we see, that we are seated at the right hand of Jesus, everything that you read in the letters, that's his revelation. And he got it over a period of 17 years plus. The mystery of the church. The church is not a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. It is a revelation, and it is revealed to us in the letters. It's here, and only here, that we know. The same book, chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You wouldn't know any of that just by reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You couldn't know it because it wasn't there. Thank God Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and thank God it is in the letters, the revelation of the church. Now, when we go to the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel is completely about Daniel's people, Daniel's city. It's about the 70th week, the week called the time of Jacob's trouble, the week of the wrath of God, the week of the tribulation period. But it gives signs coming into that time. The space for the church is allowed between Daniel's 69th and his 70th week. And so we're going to look at the book of Daniel, and we're going to start with Jeremiah. You say, well, when are we going to get to Daniel? We'll get there tomorrow. But today we're going to look at Jeremiah the prophet, because he plays a big part in the prophecy. Now, you have to understand concerning the Jews that God never says that he's cast them away. You see that in Romans 9, 10, and 11. Remember this about the Jews. They are his earthly people, and those Jews alive at the coming of the Lord, when they see him put his feet down on the Mount of Olives, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. They will enter a time of mourning, and they will then have a fountain. This is Zechariah 12, Zechariah 13, Zechariah 14, open to them, and that nation will be born in a day. They won't be like you and I. They will have longevity restored to their bodies, as will the sheep nations, Matthew 25. They will have longevity, probably bodies like Adam, and they will be living here on the earth during that millennial time, and Jerusalem will be the capital city of the earth with the Jews gathered all there. Now, who are these Jews? Well, for sure, they're the Jews that were alive when he put his feet down on the Mount of Olives. And so that last week, Daniel's 70th week, which has to do with his final reckoning with them, his final judgment with them, his final preparation of them to go into that new age, the millennium of the Lord and his reign here upon the earth. You and I, the church, we're going to have bodies like unto his glorious body. We are the ones who go to heaven to the Father. No man can come to the Father except through him. And so we're going to, don't let anybody take your rapture away. And you're going to see very plainly when we get into it that 70th week doesn't have anything to do with the church. Bless the Lord. Now, we want to remind you, we have Joe Jordan coming June 2nd through 5th, right out here at Prayer Mountain. He was closely associated with Papa and Mama Goodman, and he's going to be here sharing how to flow in the Holy Ghost like he learned it from them and like he's learned it since. May 8th, 9th, and 10th, that's coming up really soon. I'm going to be in Collinsville with an Awakening America rally at our church there, a Glorious Church Fellowship. That's May 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we still have room on our tour to Israel, June 16 through 29. I'd like to suggest that churches receive offerings. Send your pastor. Oh, it'll bless the whole church. We also have one bus on this tour dedicated to youth, ages 13 to 25, I believe it is. And in that tour, oh my, they'll come back home so different for you. Take up an offering. Send a deserving youth from your church. This is Billy Brim saying shalom. Call us at 1-800-972-3447.